3:59, Esther's going to get us on officially. Congratulations on the win, Brian.
Well, I cheered, but I think it was mostly up to the coach and the team. But we're pretty excited.
Okay. All right. Well, we just gathered for a special meeting. I don't have any opening comments. Commissioner Christman, any opening comments?
Nor do I this time.
All right. Brian, do you have any?
Just one, that there was some emails floating around about scheduling on changing that March 2nd wind farm. I told Jerry I recommend we stay with March 2nd, so unless there's any changes, I want to stick with that date.
Okay. I don't have any problem with that. So, okay. So we'll just move into the agenda item. We just have one, and thank you guys for being flexible on this. We had this is something that had come up earlier, and had some discussions with staff about it, about getting it on the agenda. And then when I was out for a week and a half with some family issues, they didn't want to bother me with it, so we ended up not putting it on the agenda last time. But it's pretty straightforward, and I didn't want to make the company wait any longer because they're eager to get this rolling. So appreciate you guys being willing to work with me on this special meeting. So the motion is just simple. I move the commission issue a notice of filings, a notice of opportunity for hearing in One Oak Bakken Pipeline LLC Spring Creek Pump Station Project, McKinsey County, citing application case number PU-15-725.
Second.
So One Oak Bakken Pipeline has filed applications to amend the corridor and route approved by the commission in December of 2011, order case number PU-11-66. One Oak proposes to adjust the pipeline route outside of the approved corridor in one part of this project area. The company has also filed an application for waivers of procedures and time schedules and requiring for separate notices, separate hearings. And actually, what we're doing here is possibly going without a hearing on this case, and I'll explain that. When this application was approved, we had the siting process and the certificate of order provisions that required the company signed off on, required them to come back here and get approval for changes. These changes are pretty minor. They're adding a pump station. The pump station will be hold on 1 second. I want to grab the details on that. Maybe it's three pump stations. A pump station which will provide 25,000 barrels per day additional capacity. The pump station will consist of three pumps. I knew there was three involved here, contained within a building. And the fence line of the property will compass approximately 1.8 acres, while the leased property is less than 5 acres. The pump station will not alter the maximum allowable operating pressure of the pipeline, and this project will cost about $8 million. So essentially, this is land that is being already leased by the company that we do need to go through some additional staff reviews. And they've asked for some additional information from the company, which I hope that we'll get so that we can proceed. And I'm thinking, you know, at any point we could require a hearing, but I think it's very likely that we won't need that, or we could possibly just have an informal hearing and discussion with the company. And this is really kind of in keeping with the direction that I think the legislature wants us to go on these kind of changes, not requiring an entirely new hearing process on a project that's already been approved and cited. So that's the approach that I'm recommending here, and I hope you guys will support it and recognize that we have opportunities for more in-depth review and engagement as we proceed, but we'd like to get the notice ticking, the clock ticking on the notice.
Here we have a motion, a second. Is there further discussion?
I agree with your format, Julie. I think it makes good sense, and if one of us sees something that we don't like, we can ask to inform, but I think it's a great idea.
Okay, thank you.
Or if just to clarify, because you talked quite a bit about the ultimate process, but this motion is just to put the notice of opportunity out, as I understand it, and what might seem to us a rather small project that could be approved relatively easily when this opportunity time expires, if someone involved feels otherwise and requests a hearing, then we can look at that. But for now, this motion really gives the people outside of the agency the opportunity to request a hearing. Am I correct?
Absolutely. And thank you for mentioning that and clarifying that. For sure. We will let the motion expire. And if nobody requests a hearing and none of us feel that there's a need for a hearing, then we can proceed.
Yep. Is there any further discussion? Sensing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 The motion is approved.
Okay, thank you very much. Oh, Brian, do you authorize John to sign for you?
Yes, ma'am. Thank you for bringing that up.
Okay, excellent. All right, that concludes the formal agenda. Does anybody have anything else they wish to talk about? I'm seeing Randy, who might.
Yep, just one quick thing while we have you on the phone, Brian. I don't know if there's any commission precedent or anything like that for things such as this, but I was asked by the Morton County agent whether we would display a 4-H award-winning photograph up here. I think some of the other agencies around the building are doing something on that order. It's not real large. I think she said it's 14 by 11, and it's a picture of an old windmill in the days when people put them up just for the electricity, not to get subsidies. But I'm sure it's nice since it was an award-winning photograph, and I thought maybe out there by that little coffee table by Amy's desk or somewhere in that reception area. Is there any precedent, anything we have to do that, or is that all right with both of you to accept that offer? And it would be a commitment to display it for a year.
Well, speaking for me, Randy, I think it's a great idea. We actually even talked, I think, when I first got to the commission about offering up that, you know, some of the universities that do, like, have art programs, have, like, a rotating piece of art, like the governor's office does, I think, but that maybe got to be a little bit too much, but that sounds like reasonable to me that we would do something like that. I have no problem and know of no precedent other than what I just talked about.
I'm guessing that what it's going to end up being is not a wind tower, but a picture of a black cow with a white face.
Then I wouldn't have even asked. I'd have just put it up.
Something that precious. And it wouldn't be 14 by 11. It would be 48 by 62. Right behind your chair.
I like the way you think.
Chair. All right. We'll look forward to the 4-H art. I think that's great.
Thank you.
Okay. Comments. Excellent. Well, we don't have any other items on our agenda, so this meeting is adjourned. Thank you. Thanks, Brian.
Oh, take care. Bye-bye.